From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Francis Salesiar. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from the forest families of Alberta and British Columbia. This Mass is offered in loving memory and for the repose of the soul of their father, J. H. Rocky Forest, who passed away in 2015, and for the intentions of their mother, Jean Forest, who celebrates her 95th birthday today. In thanksgiving for a wonderful life, full of faith, family, and friends, the gift of the Eucharist, and the joy of celebrating with the priests and the worldwide community of the Daily TV Mass. Our thanks to the Forest families for the gift of the televising of this Mass to the faithful of Canada and around the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Dear brothers and sisters, as we come together to celebrate this Eucharist, we are reminded of God's love for us. No matter what we do, how many times we fail, God offers us every chance possible to welcome us back to his kingdom. But there are moments we don't acknowledge that love, that everlasting love God has for us. So let us ask God's pardon and mercy. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, our Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses went down from the top of Mount Sinai and came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the ordinances. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 pillars corresponding to the 12 tribes of Israel. He sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed oxen as communion offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he dashed against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient." Moses took the blood and dashed it on the people and said, "See, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus put before the people another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat all along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first, bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? Or maybe the other way around, how come the bad people prosper? At times, you yourself might have asked this question, or you might have heard others asking these questions. The people who gathered on that beach to hear Jesus weren't much different from all of us. They had experienced oppression from Rome. Even among their own people, they had watched the rich get richer while the poor get poorer. Life wasn't fair. How could God allow these people continue to suffer while evil seemed to flourish around them? When would Messiah deliver them from this miserable existence and bring judgment to Israel's oppressors? There are many ways to interpret the parable that we heard of the wheat and the weeds. At its most basic level, Jesus gives this parable in comparison to the kingdom of heaven. This story might be about how at times things are allowed to happen. I'm sure most of you have been gardening these days or have seen the garden where at times it is difficult to know the difference between good plants and the weeds that grow among them. Wouldn't we pull the weeds out immediately? It's because sometimes what we think a weed could be actually a good plant, and what you thought was a good plant could turn out to be a weed. So at times, they aren't easy to distinguish from one another. Sometimes weeds are too big to pull out. Their roots have intertwined with the roots of the good plants, and pulling up will also uproot the other. In a way, what Jesus says in the parable of today is this simple thing. There are some elements that we have to keep in mind as we listen and try to understand the meaning of this parable. First, as I said, Jesus gives this parable in comparison to the nature of the kingdom of heaven. Secondly, he does not mean that the weed is good because he allows it to grow. Thirdly, at times the bad things are allowed to happen because we are not sure of it. All these explanations have not answered the question that I asked initially. Why does God allow the evil people to thrive in the world with the good one? I think God's ways are very much different from the way of humans. Again, we have to understand from the perspective of the kingdom of heaven. He is trying to create a new realm, a new reality. I feel God allows things to happen because every sinner has the potential to become a holy person. By not eliminating evil from human lives, God gives bad ones time to be converted and to find God in their lives. As we heard in the first reading of today, God gave the Israelites laws. The people promised to abide by the laws God gave them through Moses. But at every turn of their spiritual journey, they violated them. Yet, God continued to care for them, for he knew they were in the right direction despite their repeated unfaithfulness. I think this is a good news for each of us. One moment or the other, we have been like the people of Israel. We may have fallen away from the right relationship and right living. But God does not pluck us out, instead offers us a chance to return to the Lord. Secondly, the parable reminds us to be patient with our friends and family members whom we think that have fallen away. We are called to give the opportunities to provide an atmosphere that is loving and caring, that we may know the everlasting love of God through each of our relationship. The way we love and care should show to the world that God is indeed loving and caring, and He gives us every opportunity. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us not be quick in jumping to a conclusion about the actions and lives of our brothers and sisters. Instead, let us offer them the benefit of the doubt, and let us offer them a second chance to realize the goodness of God. For God loves every one of us. Let us bring forth our prayers and petitions. Let us pray for ourselves, that we may be patient with our brothers and sisters, even though at times we feel that they have wronged us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. We pray for those people who have fallen away from the love of the family and the love of God, that they may understand the goodness of God through our love. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the sick and for those who are lonely, who continue to find these days difficult, who are not able to have a regular relationships, that they may continue to experience the everlasting love that God offers them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked us to pray for our young people, that our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph will guide them to a deeper relationship with Jesus. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gracious and loving God, we bring before you all these prayers, knowing and trusting you always listen to us, your children, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Wash me, cleanse me, sins. Pray, dear brothers and sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept sacrifice
at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants and make it holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. In Christ you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Oh,
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy therefore these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice once more, giving thanks. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Take away the sins of the world. Have mercy.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen. Let us join together in this prayer to Saint Joseph. Hail, guardian of the Redeemer, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To you, God entrusted his only Son. In you, Mary placed her trust. With you, Christ became man. Blessed Joseph, to us too, show yourself a father and guide us in the path of life. Obtain for us grace, mercy, and courage, and defend us from every evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord. And lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace to share the love with one another.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.